Greetings from The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike here with you, and we've got a lot of things, so we're going to jump right in. Hey, at North Star Electric in Valentine, Nebraska, they spark life into every home. If you are passionate about the great outdoors, imagine living where you can hunt, fish, boat along the Niobrara River or on Merritt Dam or the many lakes. They're looking for skilled electricians with a journeyman license or eager apprentices to join their vibrant community. Must have a valid driver's license. North Star Electric isn't just a job, it is a lifestyle. Power your passion in a place you'll love to call home. Connect with them at mamnorthstar@gmail.com.
Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. All that in Tri-State Livestock News, offering you that all the time and more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee cup, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed, stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Okay, I got a story for you, Mike.
Okay.
A salesperson stops by to see one of his business customers. Not a soul in the office except a beagle emptying waste baskets. "I'll be finished in a few minutes," the beagle says. "Incredible," exclaims the man. "Does your boss know what a prize he has in you? An animal that can talk?" Alarmed, the beagle drops the waste basket. No, don't tell him," he pleads. "If he finds out I can talk, he'll make me answer the phone, too."
This was something sent into The Good Stuff by Rhonda Stearns a while back. A Crook County deputy pulled a car over on the interstate about 2 miles north of the Wyoming line. When the deputy asked the driver why he was speeding, the driver answered that he was a magician and a juggler, and he was on his way to Belle Fouche to do a show that night and didn't want to be late. The deputy told the driver he was fascinated by juggling, and if the driver could do a little juggling for him, that he wouldn't give him a ticket. The driver told the deputy that he had sent all of his equipment on ahead and didn't have anything to juggle. The deputy said that he had some flares in the trunk of his squad car and asked if he could juggle them. The juggler stated that he could, so the deputy got 3 flares, lit them, and handed them to the juggler. While the man was doing this juggling act, a pickup pulled up behind the squad car. A cowboy got out and watched the performance briefly. He then went over to the squad car, opened the rear door, and promptly got in. The deputy observed him doing this and went over to the cowboy in his squad car, opened the door, and asked the cowboy what he thought he was doing. And the cowboy replied, "Might as well take my bottom to jail. There's no way I can pass that test."
I saw that coming. That's very, very funny. I like it. 2 hours into a flight, the pilot gets on the intercom. "We just lost an engine," he announces. "It's all right, though. We have 3 more, but the flight is going to take us an hour longer." A half an hour later, though, "We just lost another engine." "Don't worry, we have 2 more. It'll take us about 2 hours, though." In the back, a passenger rolls her eyes. "Great," she says to her seatmate. "If we lose the last 2 engines, we'll be up here all day." Okay, whoever decided how much space should exist between tables in restaurants and cafes has obviously never met a butt before.
Uh-oh.
What do you think of that?
Well, here's a sign that you might have grown up in the Dakotas.
Okay.
All right. You hear someone use the word oofda or holy buckets and you won't break into uncontrollable laughter. You've probably been there, done that.
Yeah. Said it.
You have driven your car or vehicle on a lake.
Remember when we lived in Watertown?
Oh, yeah.
Lake Compesca was always interesting in the spring.
You can make sense of up north or Batree.
Yep.
Okay.
I guess so.
You might have grown up in the Dakotas if every wedding dance you have ever been to has the hokey pokey and the chicken dance.
Of course. Well, what?
Those are standards, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, here we've got Comics of the World Unite. If Karl Marx were still alive, he'd be over 200 years old. But a few men decided that he could benefit from a sense of humor. So we collected some jokes in his honor. Why do communists drink herbal tea?
I don't know.
Because proper tea is theft.
Oh.
How did we know communism was doomed from the beginning?
Because we were told so by our peers.
By our leaders? No. Because of all the red flags.
Oh, okay.
What is the difference between capitalism and socialism?
A lot.
In capitalism society, man exploits man. And in socialist one, it's the other way around.
Oh, one way or the other.
And there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening. And we encourage you to listen again for The Good Stuff.